I truly love you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm praying about you people. I believe that I know of miracles he's done in this facilities. Young man come up here and told me a few weeks back he had epileptic. All of us come up here and said that God healed him. Plus he had an eye. God healed his eye and also an ear. This place. And I remember praying for a man. He had a crutch, and pretty soon he throws the crutches away and just walks off. And that's in this place. God's moving in a mighty way. What's here, spirit is, there is liberty. And God is very aware of all of where we're at. He wants to be with us. And he's a mighty God. I'm closer to him than I am anybody. Because he's proved himself so many years. I walked with him, and when even places I went to fellowship, they didn't like me because where I was at with the Lord. But God has his way. If you'll stick it out with God, God will make everything withhold. He will help you. He's looking for all of us he gives a period of time to prove ourselves. This is not the sermon yet, but I prayed for 7 to 8 years because I wasn't, and I was a Christian, but I wanted more out of life than just being a mediocre Christian. That almost 8 years, he came into my life in a very powerful way. One night, about 10:35 at a certain time, he was there. And there were two with him. And he made himself real known to me, and he said he called me for this last hour. And I had a stroke here about a month ago. It's actually New Year's Eve. I was in the hospital. But you know, I was so happy. I was happy. People couldn't figure it out. I couldn't move. Couldn't talk. Couldn't get my hand up. Couldn't squeeze my hand. And I was so happy. The Lord had given me three sets of words. I'm going to tell you what they are. And this is going to be the message here for you tonight, because I'm going to pray it for you too. Believe it for you also. He said, "Lo, I will be with you always. Your time is about to begin. Go for it." That's for all of you too. Just about. "Lo, I'll be with you always." God said he'll be with you always. What a wonderful promise. Your time is about to begin. You know, it's about time. All of our time start beginning in the Lord. Then go for it. So, Lord, we just pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. We just pray for the Shekinah glory to come down like a healing service. I pray for the Spirit of God to flow through these aisles. I claim that hearts are going to be touched. I pray for the power of God to come upon hearts and lives. Move in a mighty way. Father, we come against all powers of darkness. We loose the Spirit of God in the entirety by the God the Father, God the Son, and by the God the Holy Ghost. And Father, I just pray that you'll move mightily in this place. I pray that you'll bring love. You'll restore. You'll bring forth life. You'll touch the hearts of your people. And Father, for those this day that doesn't know, and I'm going to soon quote this scripture, if they're not ready, when I'm going to read this, then they need to seek you. They need to call upon your name, because we need to be ready. We need to be ready when you come through the clouds of glory. And I'm going to speak that in existence pretty soon. But out here today, I pray for these people in a mighty way, Lord, that you'll give them that strength. Give them support that they need. They need support from you this day. And we pray for a gigantic blessing. We pray you'll move upon in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that name above every name. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
"Therefore, be ye ready for such an hour as ye think not. The Son of Man cometh." He's coming very soon. I really thought he would be here before the year 2000. I thought this for many years. I figured about 1996, things were looking like favorably. Because these signs of times are coming. Every time you hear of these storms, it's another sign that God's coming. He's going to do a great battle after the church, after us are gone. He's going to go through over to Israel. And there's going to be these countries that's going to be left upon earth after he takes the Christians away. And there's going to be a what they call the War of Armageddon. You know, God's going to just come down with all of his facilities, his great thunders, his great rocks, fire, brimstone, all the wonderful tools that he has. He's going to devour tanks, guns, and they're going to take 7 years to clean up the dead. That's on the horizon very closely. When we see Israel travail, the Son of Man is coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And he's called me for this hour. He prepared me for this hour. For the last 30 years, he has brought me in on great things. And I have witnesses of this. I was with this brother here, and I predicted that New Orleans, God was going to come with a hurricane. He can. I was with this man once, and now God give me about... I'm not saying this bragging. I'm just saying what God is powerful. I've never bragged about nothing. But I'm here tonight. I want you to know there's some cloud here that I can tell these things with the authority because God has given me the authority. I knew when Oklahoma City's bomb disaster was. Told him a week ahead of time. Now these things you say, how do you know? Well, it's God. Here a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going to a church. This woman more behind where I sat, I had prayed for her daughter 30 years ago because the Lord told me that at 5 o'clock in the morning, she was saved in an automobile accident. Now, I'm just telling you these things to let you know the power of God is very real. I'm telling you things that a lot of people don't know. What I'm saying is you need to open your heart up tonight and receive something from God that you can stand upon, that you can have when I'm gone. You need that real connection with God's Spirit. You know, because there's going to be a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you know you're on a sad way. First of all, there's going to be 3.5 years, probably, of terrible times upon this earth. And the Christian, the church is going to be gone. Those who made themselves white are going to be gone. But there's going to, that element's going to be here. The churches, they're very dead. People they're not hot, they're cold. The Word of God says it's going to spew them out. And that's coming to pass. What I want to bring you up, that girl, at 5 o'clock in the morning, God says, I want you to pray. I didn't know this stuff then, but I'm starting to know it. God, about every day something started happening for about 10 years. He said, if you'll pray this morning, this girl's life will be saved. If you don't pray, she's going to meet eternity. So I prayed. I didn't want to be a failure to God. I didn't want to do anything, especially losing a life. You know, lives are worth a lot. God gave us only Son. That all of us lives could live.
That's right.
You and I could live, but we'd be a home, eternal home forever and ever and ever. But it's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them to love God. But God hath revealed them by his Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Now give me back to this girl. I was praying really earnestly that morning. And God had really speaking to my heart and just started to... people say he can't speak. Well, I'll guarantee you he can't speak. But I'm someone coming out of the woodwork. 30 years ago, when he said, thus saith the Lord, I retorted a lot of these things. Because every place I went to, nobody believed nothing. They said, you're just a phony. But God will help you. If you'll stand strong in God, I had to stand strong because if I go tell it to church, they say, oh, you're terrible. So I had to rely on God. God never let me go. And not at 8 o'clock that morning, 3 hours later, I lived in a certain part of town, and I was going to have to be about 6 miles at a certain point when this girl was going to meet me at a certain point. I didn't know this, and the girl didn't know it. But exactly the time when this girl, her name was Nancy, I didn't know it till the time that she hit this tree. And that, I said, Lord, I said, I mean, it's going to have to happen pretty soon because I've got to turn off this highway. The Lord says it's going to happen right now. And he more said, right now, this Dodge pickup was flying down the highway about, I don't know, maybe it wasn't that fast, but it looked awful fast. And it hit that tree and that Dodge pickup. I said, look, don't let it catch a fire. That Dodge pickup shredded, it shattered every place. And I climbed out of my truck and walked, run across that road. She was there, blood was coming out of her nose. That cab was nothing left of it. I mean, everything was gone. She was just sitting there. But God made a way. I said, if you want to sit in the cab of my truck, I'll pray for you, and God will touch you. Because that truck seat was holy ground. Everywhere I went, that was part of it. I prayed in the Spirit of God. I prayed for God's direction. I prayed for God's guidance as me being a mechanic. And for so many years, I've seen great and mighty things take place in the caterpillar world that nobody knew anything about but God and myself. God would let me know what was wrong with equipment. But as that girl hit that tree and I prayed for her, the blood stopped immediately when I prayed for her. Highway patrolman came up. And it was, and when it was not Caltrans, it was Division of Highways. And this Division of Highways man came up. They see me praying for her. And she said, now would you pray again that my mother and my dad would not be upset? And I said, I sure will. And there's just peace went all over her. And I just, I meant so. This is 30 years ago, last Sunday. Her mothers never didn't know. They thought I was just a quaint passed her on by. They never knew that I was actually God had called me. I've never told them. But I was the one that prayed for that girl. Now God had to know where I was going to be when I got up and what I was going to do, and I was going to get this point right here exactly the time that Nancy gets here. Now you figure that out. God has everything under control. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Greater is He that's within you. He that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Greater is He that's within you. God is greater than your problems. He is greater than your trials. He will help you. He is the great I Am.
Amen.
He is the God of the universe. He knows all, is all. He loves all. I've never had a friend like He is. You know, I broke a tap off in an engine one time. And I was on to go to a men's retreat, to a spiritual retreat. I hoped to go to it. And I wanted to go to a retreat one time for those men that believed like I did. But that tap was in the in that engine around there. A 9UD6, and I was in trouble. And I should not broke a tap off of that engine. I'd welded a bolt on there, which I shouldn't have used. I was dumb. I was literally dumb. And I might have, could have got fired over it. So I was praying, and I said, Lord, what? Lord said, if you listen to me, I'll get you out of it. And I started saying, well, what if, he said, if you don't, wait a minute, what if, from this time on, if there's no any what ifs, we'll just stop right now. I said, Lord, I repent. I have faith that you're going to do it. I don't know how it's going to be done. And I told the Lord, I said, my wife's going to leave me and a bunch of other things. Because I thought, so, you know, because I was thinking about my job, wasn't I? God said He wanted me to think more to Him. So I said, Lord, I repent. And so the Lord told me to get a a half inch socket. Tell me what? I think it was a 3/8 drive. And the tape of the end is just a little bit. So this is on a hole about this big down in a block of an engine, about this far down. Can't even see it. You take the welding rod up there. That's what the Lord told me. You start your welder up. And I said, I'm not that good a welder. He said, no, I know you're not, but I am.
That's right. Amen.
I've got the tap, and he's seen it. It's inertia welded. It's not a weld. It's not. I wish you had it here tonight. But I've got proofs of all this stuff. This stuff is good. God is a good God. He's mighty.
Yeah, you got it.
He is real. They couldn't understand what rehab and the hospital. I was happy. I was having fun. Everybody else said, I mean, my brothers came down from up here and they thought, well, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, well, I couldn't move. I couldn't hardly talk, but I was still happy because God is in my spirit. Greater is he that's with me. What agreement have the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them. That's what he's telling us. Therefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father in you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord. This is God speaking. We take this Bible so lightly. There's thousands of words here that become alive. They're power. They bring life. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit of thereof. So you and I have power to do good. We got power to do evil. And the Bible says, Caleb and Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. They had a more excellent spirit. I hope for tonight that you have a more excellent spirit. That you'll have a spirit like Daniel. Daniel had a more excellent spirit. God's here to rechange us. You know, Jabez, they made a book out about Jabez because some of these spiritual leaders wanted to make a lot of money. And I didn't even get the same meaning out of what they said. Read Jabez, you know, you get this wonderful success. No. There's one verse in there that really gets what Jabez got. He got a new name. When you come to Jesus, you get a new name. Any man in Christ, he's a new creature. If you want a new name, if you're tired of your past life, you're tired of having troubles, Jesus is the answer. Oh, I feel His glory on me. The Spirit of God's here. I can't do this, what the doctors say, but I'm here. God's real. He never misses anything. He is always available. I went down to Sonora years ago and had this D8K Caterpillar. Sorry if I tell you another story.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. This is a good story. So this fellow drives all the way to, has to know this praying mechanic. He didn't know the half of it, but he knew a little bit about me. And so we got in a 210 Cessna, flew all the way to Sonora. Came in there at Columbia and landed. He, on the way down, I was praying. The Spirit of God told me, says, get rid of the hindrance, and I'll let you know what's wrong with it. Now, they had good mechanics, better than me, and the transmission wouldn't work. God's given me a little strength. You know, I preached a Gideon here a while back, and I told Brother Glitt, I said, I'm going to be cut down. So I got this stroke now where I haven't got very many soldiers left. I'm just very, I have to rely on the Lord for him to eat. I have to rely on him to talk. But I can do it because he had a dream one time, and I was a little brown man, a little brown suit. Tell that, Brad Bass.
I had a dream, and it was a long dream, but in the dream, I saw a brother, and he was this big in a little brown suit. And I was huge. I was 6 or 8 feet tall, and we were standing toe-to-toe. And then God said in the dream to me, he said, I'm going to show you what the... You don't know, Clint, you don't know what the anointing is. I'm going to show you what the anointing of God is. And all of a sudden, this little man in a brown suit, which was him, this perspiration all over his body and his suit. Little droplets started coming out, but they didn't run down onto the ground. They got thicker and thicker, and they totally covered him, and he disappeared in this clear, like glass, like Cairo syrup, but it never dripped on the ground. And he got bigger and bigger and bigger, and right in front of my eyes, he just grew right up to where he was taller than me. And he was this big glass man, but I kept looking inside the glass man. There was a bright light to see if I could see the little brother in there, the 2-inch, you know, where I thought he was in there somewhere, but I couldn't see him, but there was a bright light that was just wiping out my eyes. So finally I thought, well, I can't see him in there. Well, I'm going to look at his face now. So I looked at the face of the glass man, and it wasn't Brother. It was the face of Jesus Christ. And that glass man came to life and turned and began to do mighty works. That's what the anointing is, and that's how come he can preach.
Amen. I give God all the glory. I am nothing. He is so wonderful. So matchless, so glorious. Not good, like that D.A.K. I'm forgotten you. I'm a little slow, but I'm forgotten you. Okay, so we fly in there again. This little pickup takes us down there. So this fellow I was with, he's sort of one of these, he's different, but he, I see his tires under the track on the right-hand side, just wrapped in there, big tire. That was what I had to get loud. So I told this man's name was Richard. I said, Richard, before we get started, I got to get that tire out of the track. He said, why do you have to get the tire on track? I said, you did? I don't. Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. See, because natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. For the foolish said unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. So I said, it don't make any difference. I'm just waiting on you. So if you want to take all day, we won't get nothing done until you get the tire out. And these guys are with him. I mean, they come undone. They said, what kind of mechanic you got here? He don't know top from bottom. They got very vulgar. They got very insulting. And they just had their fun. I didn't even let it bother me. I just said, okay, just have your fun. I'm not moving until you get that tire out of that track. He says, what difference does that tire have with a cat? I said, none. But I'm in obedience to God. See, we do some foolish things for the Lord, and he does mighty things for us. It's always been that way. Here back in Gideon, he told all of the army to go home. He got too many. 32,000, ended up 300. The 300, they went out and tore the whole country up. I mean, they slayed, the enemy killed themselves. But getting back to the story, God, in all these stories, God is the one commodity he's got to have. Won't work. And your whole life won't work without God. A pastor's not going to get it for you. They're good, they can help you, maybe. But he is the answer. He is the answer. People bring us into him, and people should always lead us to him, and people should not want the glory, because God gets all the glory.
Yes,
right. Right. So he gets every bit of the glory. I'm a super zero. I'm a washout. I'm a little brown man about so big. So they just finally just had the fun. And Richard knew I wasn't going to move. He said, well, go get a cap. I said, well, just how long you want to stay here? Sorry, me, I'm going to presume you'll take me back. I wasn't too sure after that. They might have just left me there. But I held my ground. You know, the Lord, you always want to do what he says. What you want to hold the ground. If everybody else flakes, you be strong. Be ye strong, Lord, and the powers might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We face these every day. You must be strong in the Lord. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him. That's Nahum. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trusteth in him.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
Yes.
A stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them. Wonderful message. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get depth propulsion here tonight. But God is real. If you want to be blessed, you need to come to God. If you've got a problem here tonight, God is the answer. He will help. Every day of that hospital, I'm not forgotten about that D8 case, but in that hospital bed, every morning at about 2 o'clock, I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, it started, the Spirit of God come on there so heavy, and I knew something else was going to happen. Well, first thing, my hips, God touched my hip, I could roll over to bed. And then, next thing, my right hand would start being able to squeeze it. I couldn't get my hand up. But God started every day another miracle. Right. He could have done it in one time, but He wanted me to have that new time every day with Him. Amen. I just praise Him. I just love Him. I just like He's so wonderful. I've never had a friend like Him. He's got me out of jams and caterpillar world. Everybody thought I was good, but it wasn't me. God was good. God is good. And I give Him all the glory. I give Him all the praise. I don't want it. I'm like Paul. I don't want it. I want Him to have all the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. I jumped up on that. After he got the tire out, these guys were so, I don't know what to say, out of it, cranky, whatever you want to call it, like a lot of people are. And so I got up and I put my hands on the transmission filter. Transmission pump's right close to it. Spirit of God says, get down, go back to the left, final drive, and check the oil. So I asked him, I says, I need a final drive. A plug wrench. These guys come undone. They said, stupid mechanic. I mean, we know more of this. That final drive has nothing to do with that transmission.
Well, no, but they read it wrong. It had a lot to do with it. So they wouldn't give me a wrench. They said, we're not going to even help you. So I went back in my hands. I was pretty strong about then, and I could just do that plug out my hands. It's full of mud. God, show me a minute what's wrong. That was putting the whole system up in the transmission. It had ruined the pinion bearing and the seal. It failed. That mud was pumping it right up, and there was this deep mud, and that final was picking up more mud all the time, and it was grinding it right up in there. And that whole system is polluted. You know, that's the way we are. Sin pollutes us. Sin damages us. Sin is not the answer. Wholesome living. God's seen that our bodies don't live very good with damaged parts. What time is it? Huh? All right. I tore that can apart, tore it all apart. It is exactly like God said. Exactly. Pressure control valve, that little orifice was plugged up with dirt. That's all it was wrong. So it wouldn't work. But it would have plugged up again until it cleaned, so it had to be fixed where it would eat everything up anyway. But God is real. I told you these little stories tonight to get you on the right path. All these instances, it's God is the means. You got troubles in life, you can have troubles of coping with life, God is the means. If you have troubles getting along with people, God's the means.
Amen, amen. He's wonderful.
Whatever our every situation in our life, God is the means.
And I believe if you'll take this to heart tonight, this is a very wonderful story. Because what you do tonight for God is going to determine your whole output of your life. Maybe I'll be gone. Maybe I won't be here.
But I'm coming through the clouds of glory, and I believe that God's coming very soon. But I think that I'm going to be here when He comes. So if you're here tonight, you don't know where you're headed. If I was you, I would think about it. Behooves you, because God is the answer. You might say, well, I don't want that churchy stuff. Well, you live in hell, it's going to be a terrible place. It's a terrible place. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also.
Amen.
If God's before you, who can be against you? You're more than conquerors through Him which loved you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's the majority. Amen. I always figured if me and the Lord was all I needed. If everybody didn't like me, that's fine. But most of them really love me. And I love them.
Amen.
I never had so much fun until I really went all the way with God. I mean, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Save him, I am the hollow of his mighty hand. He is the answer.
Right.
Well, I love you people.
Oh, praise
I'm going to pray a mighty blessing.
Amen.
And everyone in this room. I tried to make this happy. Happy is the man whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Happy is the woman. This God is the Lord.
Right.
Happy, that means you give over. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. We're the one that claim our destiny. We can hold on to ourselves and lose it. We give ourselves, we save it. But it's in the Word of God. Father, I just give you the praise. I give you all the thankfulness and all the admiration this night for the goodness. Father, ever faithful. And I pray for a mighty blessing upon everyone in this room. I pray the Spirit of God to come upon them in a mighty way. I pray that you uplift them, uphold them. And I pray that you make your face shine upon them, be gracious unto them. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray that you'll give them health. You'll give them strength. You'll give them vitality. You'll give them a new job. You'll give them whatever they need. You'll heal their body. You'll set them free. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we're more than conquerors through you, which loves you. And we pray that in existence now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. We pray that in existence. We pray for the power of God to be upon each one in this room in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.